Translation. This child will be as strong as a lion and as worthy a shelter as the Himalayan mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. One is compared to the lion when one is very strong and chasing an enemy. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. The lion never fails in the chase of an animal. Similarly, the head of the state should never fail in chasing an enemy. The Himalayan mountains are famous for all richness. There are innumerable caves to live in, numberless trees of good fruits to eat, good springs to drink water from, and profuse drugs and minerals to cure diseases. Any man who is not materially prosperous can shake shelter of these great mountains, and he will be provided with everything required. Both the materialist and the spiritualist can take advantage of the great shelter of the Himalayas. On the surface of the earth, there are so many disturbances caused by the inhabitants. In the modern age, the people have begun to detonate atomic weapons on the surface of the earth, and still the earth is forbearing to the inhabitants. Like a mother who excuses a little child, parents are always tolerant to children for all sorts of mischievous acts. An ideal king may be possessed of all these good qualities, and the child Parikshit is foretold to have all these qualities in perfection. Om Agnate Maranda Shaganan Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritang Jena Tasmai Shigrave Namaha. Adidanastrinandan Tari Damyachi Panapanashi Marupadam Boja Durisham Jan Majan Mani. And not a pitachirin charat kuranavatina kalau samarparita monotodura song sabakti sriyam hari purutasundara dutigadamasandi petaha sada hidekandare spurutuva sachinandana. Yadwaitam Brahmopanashari Tadabhyasa Tanubhayat Mantriyami Purushetu Sangshavibhava Shareshvarepuna Yaiha Bhagavan Sasvayamayam Na Chaitanyad Krishna Jagati Paridatang Pramiha Janalam Vita Bhujokana Kavidato Samkirtanai Kapitaro Kamalayat Yakshu Vishwambaro Dvijabaro Jugadharma Palo Vande Jigat Priyakaro Kurunavataro Mukam Kroti Bachalam Pangulanga Tegri Mukipata Mahambande Shigurin Taranam Jayatam Surato Bangu Mama Mandamatir Gati Matsaras Vadam Buja Radha Madan Mohana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Mrugendro Iva Vikranto Nishevyo Himavaniva Tatikshur Vasudeva Sau Sahishnu Pitaraviha. This child will be as strong as a lion, as worthy a shelter as the Himalaya mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. Though these are more of the predictions of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit is the hearer of the Bhagavatam. He inquires, Parikshit Uvacha, Shukadev speaks, Shukadev Uvacha. So it is not a light thing. It is not an unimportant thing that we're hearing about him, because, as is described here, strong as a lion. Although he was a great Kshatriya, this was something that we read, or I don't know if I was here reading it, but some of the descriptions of the sages were asking why Maharaj Parikshit, who was the shelter of everyone, Shivayalokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Tamashloko, how did he give up everything, Janashraya? He was the shelter of everyone. He was so auspicious. He gave up his kingdom, and why did he do it? Etc. And this is more also preparing us in a way. The next few chapters, we hear more about the Pandavas. And then again, it enters Maharaj Parikshit in the 16th chapter. And Maharaj Parikshit starts to, he's described there again. And some of the things are poetically resonant, as in this Mrugendra lion. He is a lion, and on his chariot there's a lion later on, and it describes his lion in contrast to his Arjuna's chariot with Hanuman on it, and that he had black horses, Arjuna had white horses. But he was compared to these persons. He's continually being compared to Arjuna and Yudhisthira. So we know he's extremely powerful. And here we see that he's very forbearing, especially. How forbearing? He sat without any drinking, any eating. He sat for 7 days to hear the Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj. And Shukadev Goswami was very pleased with Maharaj Parikshit also. His questions, Bariyane Shate Prashna. I'm very pleased with your questions. Bariyane Shate Prashna, Prashna, the questions. Krito Loka Hitam Nripa. Krito Loka Hitam Nripa means, my dear King Nripa, Loka Hitam. Your questions are wonderful because they concern everyone. They are for the welfare of everyone. Let me just see. I tried to turn on my fan. Ooh, hang on one second. It's blazing hot here. Excuse me. Wow. Got hot again. So, Maharaj Parikshit, he had given up everything and come to the banks of the Ganga finally to hear or to ask the sages. He felt very blessed being around all these great sages, and he was asking for their blessings. He's even saying that whatever happens to me, Ganga Chadevi Chittamishe Samopayatam Pratyantu Sarve. All of you sages, please. He had surrendered everything. Maharaj, sometimes Prabhupada would compare, or in the same statement, he mentioned Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that, of course, is a different circumstance, such great persons we can't conceive of, but as administrators for the Muslim king, they, Prabhupada stresses, although it's a transcendental circumstance, that in that position, they didn't develop the adhikar somehow by circumstance. As Maharaj Parikshit, he was living like a king. Of course, he's a pure devotee, but still, this is something that Prabhupada gives us. So when he surrendered everything, just as Rupa and Sanatan did, completely, and Maharaj Parikshit, so he stated there, Vijol Prashishta Kuhakas, he's saying, please, the Ganga, he's by the Ganga, such an auspicious thing. All these great sages, various types of sages, but he was just sitting, waiting, fasting, and he had been cursed, that Brahmin boy who said, just imagine things he said as an upstart Brahmin. Because actually the Brahmins do own everything, it's true, but still he didn't understand the position of Maharaj Parikshit, who had placed that dead snake on his father's neck as a garland. He said, just like crows and dogs, we're actually the brahmanas. We support these kshatriyas. Without us, they have no brain to think. So very intolerantly, he cursed, but Maharaj Parikshit took it. So he was very forbearing, as it says here, extremely so. Therefore, the word is used, titikshur, sahishnu, trinarapi, suhishnena, tororapi. This famous verse, Amanina Manidena, Manidena, Kirtaneya Sadahari. If we want to chant and hear, Maharaj Parikshit is famous for his hearing of the Bhagavatam, Vyasaki Kirtane. Sukadev spoke it, Parikshit Abhaved, Vyasaki Kirtane. Shri Vishnu Shravane, Parikshit Abhaved. Parikshit is famous for the hearing of the Bhagavatam, and Sukadev for speaking. But still, if we want to hear or speak, we have to also develop these qualities more and more. I mean, the time is running out for us. Maharaj Parikshit had his warning, his notice, 7 days. Prabhupada so many times said, you do not know 7 minutes, 7 seconds, any time. So we should become controller of the senses as much as possible. And this is here indicated. Tatikshiva Karunika. When Kapila Deva was speaking to his Devahuti mother, Devahuti, he was speaking the Sadubhushanam, the qualities, the ornaments of the sadhu. And first thing is Tatikshiva. As mentioned, Tam Titikshashva Bharata, Matra Svarsha, all the kids in the Gurukul, at least, if they're in the Gurukul, at least they learn that, those simple verses. Matra Svarsha Shtakonte Ashitoshna Shukadu, Atnama, that verse is there. Tam Titikshashva Bharata, one has to become tolerant, Krishna told Arjuna. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us also. He's not changing anything. He's taking the Bhagavatam, he's putting it in a small pill. Here, take it. Take it. So important, that verse. Trinadapi sanichena sorapi sahishnuna, to become tolerant like a tree. In this case, he's forbearing like the earth. The earth is very forbearing. These are some of the gurus, the 24 gurus, as described later on in 11th canto. The first thing mentioned is the prithivi, the earth. This bombing is going on all the time. The earth is, sometimes the earth just topples everything. Like we mentioned, the tsunamis and the earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and just nothing. Boom, you're finished. All your drilling is, all your so-called dabbling in the material energy, you're bewildered, flustered, baffled. The highest thing we can do is develop some nuclear power. So Krishna says, here, finished your nuclear power. Take it. Eat it. You cannot do anything. So this is what's going on. Himalayan, as it says here, Nishevyo Himavan, the shelter as the Himalayan mountains. Stavaranam Himalaya, in the 10th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says like that. Yajnanam Japa Yogyosmi, Stavaranam Himalaya. He's giving little indications. He says, ultimately, these are just very insignificant. He says, Atava Bahunaitin. What is the use of all these multiple descriptions, Arjuna? Atava Bahunait Kim Gyatena Tava Arjuna. Vishtabhyaham Idam Kritsnam. Ekang Sena Stito Jagat. With a tiny fragment, a tiniest fragment of myself, I pervade all these universes. I maintain them. So he, when Krishna talks about Himalayas and the sharks, so many things, so many descriptions are given of sages, Bhrigu. He gives Om. He gives Japa, Hare Krishna. Also, they're hidden inside. Yajnanam Japa Yajyosi. Stavaranam. So we have immovable things. This is meant for the materialistic mentality we all have. It's a quick summary. It's a little bit more given in the second canto in the beginning there. The Virat Rup, little bits in different ways Krishna is showing it again in 11th chapter. Very powerful. The Bhagavad Gita, how powerful. So, because the common man is very ignorant. We are also common man. We need to hear it again and again and again. Hear about again and again and again, just like Maharaj Parikit heard the Bhagavatam. Ganga Chadevi, oh, please, let this snake bird bite me, I don't mind. Whatever tricks that this boy has conjured up somehow, or they must have been very powerful, little boy, I don't mind. Dashat Phalam Gayate Vishnu Gata. He said, Dashat Phalam means, Dasha means to bite. Let that, whatever it is, bite me. I don't know what it will be like, but it's okay. So we're in this position also. Whatever it is, whatever is going on, we have to accept. Tatikshava Karunika. Suridam Sarvabhutanam. The sadhu, sarva sarvabhushana, he has to be completely tolerant and merciful. Very merciful. Maharaj Parikit and the sages that were surrounding him, they were very merciful. He felt their blessings. But what to speak of Shukadev Goswami? He several times stated that, Parikit Maharaj, that before I was a little intolerant. I couldn't bear, I was thirsty. And because the sage ignored me, now I'm in this position. So therefore I accept it. Gave up his whole kingdom. Just see. Maharaj Prataparudra, he was also prepared to give up his kingdom if he didn't get the audience. This was more important to him, although he's a great king, but he would give it up if he couldn't get the audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are the type of kings, like when Maharaj Pariksit went out to conquer, the first thing he came upon was this personified Kali Yuga, this Sudra beating the bull, and the bull was on one leg. And then the entire story envelops that the sages, they wondered how Maharaj Pariksit was so merciful. Why wouldn't he kill someone like that? It was so inconceivable to them that someone was trying to kill a cow, beat a cow, a bull like this. They couldn't understand. How was it? But because he was so merciful, he said, yes, you can stay where these things are going on. He gave Kali the place. Of course, Kali has always in that place, especially where the yellow stool, the gold, where there's any meat eating, where there's any illicit sex and gambling. Yutam, Panam, Striya, Shuno. Where these four things are four prohibitive actions, there is Kali Yuga. So whenever we have problems following them, wherever they're not followed, Kali is there. Kali is everywhere. Kali is everywhere in the Kasas Kali Yuga. In the Krita Yuga, Dayato Vishnu, the four yugas, the first one of the legs is finished, and another leg, and finally in this, there's only a little bit of truthfulness, and that bull is standing on one leg, speaking to the earth. And he's speaking to the earth. The earth is also very tolerant. And this conversation is there, very, very nice conversation, where we learn that the accuser is just as guilty as the assailant, the person that beats the cow, tries to kill the cow. But Maharaj Pariksit, he is the king. He's trying to protect the earth, protect the cow. So this is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to protect the living entities. Today is the day that Prabhupada actually came into the Boston Harbor. We were reading about it. He walked around with that Pandya, the captain of the ship, and he saw the famous sign, unalloyed steel, and he saw the people, immediately could understand. Of course, Prabhupada was from Calcutta and Bombay. He'd seen big cities. There's always something there of Krishna, always something there of Krishna. But here there was nothing, strictly Kali Yuga, strictly Kali. Kali Kalmapasa. Prabhupada invoked the holy names. Iti Sodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasa. These 16 syllables, iti soda shakam nam nam kalakalamasa nashanam, to destroy. Prabhupada was actually the person, the embodiment, just as Kali is the embodiment of quarrel in the age of Kali. Everyone is quarreling, they fight, they kill. It's all based on quarreling, fighting, all based on this demoniac mentality. So Prabhupada is the embodiment of the saintly mentality of Pariksit, Shukadev. And he is, so when he came into the Boston Harbor today, as that day, walking just that little bit, couple hours, he could immediately understand. He composed a wonderful marking poem about America, that I've come here as a putale, as a puppet. What, I don't know why you brought me here. He invoked the Bhagavatam shlokas. Whatever reason you have, you have brought me here, then I will dance. Nachite, nachite. Make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. Imbibing the perfect mood of Pariksit Maharaj. Therefore, Prabhupada was the perfect person to write these purports and to vis-a-vis. He's the via media the actual Acharya. No one else had come. No one else had come to the shores where everyone is struggling, Manasastanindriyani, Rajasthama Bhava, full with motive passion, motive ignorance. Therefore, you read Prabhupada's original Bhagavatams, he was already writing like that. But then when he came on this very day, on September 65, he hadn't even come to New York Harbor, but he did get off in Boston for a while. And just by seeing the people, they're so covered by ignorance and passion. But one who's covered, and one who's tied, one who's gagged, bound, he cannot save anyone. But someone who's free, just like Srila Prabhupada was free, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was free of the modes of nature and tolerant, tolerating heart attacks already on the boat. So by this full absorption, meditation, we cannot conceive this type of, but Prabhupada showed the example to free us. Therefore, he also quoted Evam Jananda Patitam Prabhavahi Kupe, Prahlad Maharaj's wonderful prayer. Evam Jananda Patitam Prabhavahi Kupe, Kama Abhikama Manuya Prapatan Prasangat, Kama Abhikama. Prahlad Maharaj is describing himself and that one lusty desire after another, surrounded by in a pit of snakes. Who are those snakes? They're snakes of these materialistic persons. Asat Sangha Tyagi, Vaishnavachar. So just that one person, Prabhupada, was able to come and spread his association out all over this planet, Vasudha. This planet here is called Vasudha Eva. There's one term that Prabhupada used to use. It's a common term that the Vasudha Eva Kutumbakam Sarve Sukhena Bhavantu. This is the mood that the Vaishnava is Paradhuka Duki. He wants to see everyone is happy in Krishna consciousness. They're suffering due to their attachments. But they will all, just like the earth, provide everything. The earth provides everything. And this analogy is given that Vasudha, just as the earth provides, so the pure devotee is like that. He provides this comfort, happiness in the form of pure Krishna consciousness. And that we're seeing here in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada was also the embodiment of the lion. He even described that the Sankirtan devotees should be like lions when they go out, but then again when they associate with devotees back at the temple, as it says here, he should be a lamb at home. Sometimes that was not followed over time. Sometimes the Sankirtan devotees, I remember myself not even being Sankirtan devotee, an artist, but the temple leader, actually zonal leader, he decided that he would train a bunch of men and send them to take karate classes. But then you feel so much in the mode of passion. You go out and study, practice some martial arts, and then come back and feel very passionate. But this is not the goal of martial arts. This is not the mood of Maharaj Parikshit. When he was with the devotees, when he was very gentle. So this is some of the inconceivable behavior of Maharaj Parikshit. And same time, very forbearing, very merciful. Not that go out and then feel the mode of passion. He's so powerful a leader that he could kill anyone. Still, he was merciful to Kali. There are innumerable caves to live in. Prabhupada mentions how the Himalayas are famous for all riches. This reminds us of in the second canto, Shukadeva Goswami is instructing us, instructing Maharaj Parikshit, and instructing us. We're able to peek in. Maharaj Parikshit is the target, just as Arjuna Prabhupada described. He's a target, and we're all listening in. We're all listening in. Three persons are purified. Trin Punatihi are purified. The speaker, the direct hearer, and those who are surrounding and listening also. So So we are those persons hearing this Bhagavatam. So what does Sukadeva say in the second canto? Chirani, Chirani Kimpa Dishanti Eva, Chirani Kimpa Dishanti Eva, that one should be satisfied. Are there no torn clothes? Chirani means torn clothes. On the path, Chirani Kim Pati Kim Bishanti, there are no alms that one can get from Bishanti. Then he says, as far as the caves, are the caves all finished now? So in those days, even now, there are caves in the Himalayas. I mean, just see, there's caves where the Americans are always trying to kill these guys in the caves. They're hiding in the caves in Afghanistan. Similarly, in the Himalayas, there's so many caves. You cannot find, if you want to stay in a cave, you can live very nicely. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Chirani Kim Patina Shanti, do the trees not give alms? There are no pure rivers, as Prabhupada mentions here. He's paraphrasing that, or he's at least he's helping us meditate on this more of Sukadeva Goswami's teachings. Kim Ajito, does the Supreme Personality of Godhead no longer protect his surrendered souls? Therefore, why should we go begging from Dhanadorma Dandham? He says, Dana Dorma Dan, those who are blinded with their own wealth, Dorma Dan Dan, ill begotten wealth, stolen. These are the blind, Andayatanda Rupini, the so called leaders. Oh, the world is filled with so demoniac leaders. And Marsh Prickett went out on his tour. He was praised by everyone. All the great sadhu sages. Bandis, they call them, people who give prayers, people who give the history. They would describe the history of his forefathers, especially the Pandavas, like that. And he was so pleased to hear, and how he himself was saved in the womb, Vishnu Ratha. So these were some of the things that Maharaj Prickett could hear. But nowadays, people are, you know, small-time people with all kinds of demoniac motives. They may praise some politician, Svavid Varahoshtra Karai, Svavid, but they're described also by Sukadev, Svavid Varahoshtra, like just like hogs and dogs and camels. And Svavid Varahoshtra Karai, Samstuta Purusha Pashu, they're just like Pashu, animals, two-legged animals, and they praise the bigger dog. That's all. They praise. Sometimes they praise. Sometimes they kill. They bring him down. But Maharaj Prickett was universally accepted. He had no need to even go out. He was already the emperor of the whole world. There was no one he had to even defeat. But because he was merciful, he went out just to see what was going on. There was some hint that something was amiss. When he went out, he discovered this Kali beating the bull, and he took up his sword, but he still gave him shelter. Ashraya, the word is used here, nishevyo, that means taking shelter. It also means seva, where you perform your service. Nishevaya, there's one when Prickett Maharaj was speaking with Sukadeva. And Sukadeva was describing so many things at the beginning of the sixth canto. He said, Itarpita Krishna, that one should take shelter of someone who's completely surrendered to Krishna. That is, Samsevaya, and perform that service. Nishevaya, Nishevanam, Nishevanam Vina, without that service to such a person. And that person is here, Prickett Maharaj. As it says, the Shavyo Himavan Iva. So he's worthy of taking shelter. He's taking shelter himself, first of the sages, and then when Sukadeva comes, he takes full shelter of Sukadeva Goswami. Full shelter. And the greatest example of full self surrender. And by hearing. Of course, at the end of that, it says, Balarabhu. That Bali he showed the nine types of surrender, but full surrender, Atma. But we're looking here toward Parikshit Maharaj. He's a great Kshatriya, and he possessed all the good qualities. This is what the leader is supposed to. It is in stark revelation to what we find today. Just some small-time people, somehow they're elected, they spend millions and millions and billions of dollars bribing this one, getting this money from this one, promising this nonsense. No one is satisfied because there's no Krishna consciousness. They're completely absorbed in the bodily, ignorant mode of life, and they cannot at any time atir ni krishne parato sato ba mitobi bat ye te grahavatanam. Just like Prahlad Maharaj told his father Hiranyakashipu, the best thing I've learned is that atir ni krishne, you'll never be able to fix your mind on Krishna, I'm sorry. But it also, even if you get instructions from others, as I'm giving you now, somehow or other, you're not able. Sada samudvigna, he said, you're always in anxiety because you're attached. This is the position of all of us in the material world. Sada samudvigna diyam asadgraha, because of meditating on the asat. So Parikshit Maharaj, he had given up any kind of semblance of meditation on the asat, only meditating on the supreme. He took full shelter of Shukadeva. Swasuka nibracha chitas chitas tradvidastanya bhavo. Anya bhavo means that Shukadeva had no other, absolutely no other thing that he could think of except Krishna. Sarastadiyam, within his heart, there was only Krishna, Hridaya. So Parikshit Maharaj was very fortunate, and we are also fortunate to be able to hear every day this conversation. Chintyacham, chintyacham, bhaktas. Every day the bhaktas were more and more nashta presha badreshu nityam bhagavata seva. Ah, this is a seva. Seva. Nishevyo. The savior. The savior means to hear. Physically we want to do some service, but without hearing we'll only do nonsense, Prabhupada said. So this is our best seva, to hear this conversation. And to speak as much as we can. Yata dipo, yata mati, as Suta Goswami was saying, yata ditam, yata mati. As much as I've heard, when I heard this conversation, Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva, I am giving you with my fullest attention. I was fully enwrapped. So as much as I, as birds fly in the sky, we describe these things. Sometimes we can speak very nicely. Other times Krishna will stop us. But if someone comes to the point of Sukadeva Goswami, he can speak millions of verses. And Maharaj Parikshit was ready to hear. Baryane shite prashna krito loka hitam nirpa. Loka hitam nirpa. Atmavit samata pongsa. Shota byarisu yapara. This, all the authorities, transcendental authorities, Atmavit, Samatha Pumsam, they have recommended and approved all your questions. Very wonderful. Atmavit Samatha, Shota Byadishu Yapara. And then what does he say? Shota Byadini Rajendra. Otherwise, there's millions of other things you can hear. Santi Sahasra Saha. Nidraya Yate Napim Vyavayana. Day and night, you'll be doing all nonsense. Instead of maintaining everything like the earth, selflessly, as Maharaj Parikshit is doing, then we're only interested in maintaining our little band of wife and children. Selfish. This is what's going on in Kali Yuga, all over the world. And this is what the Vaishnavas are most mercifully in the mood of Shukadeva, in the mood of Parikshit Maharaj. Karunika. Parama Karuna, the mood of Gauranitai. Parama Karuna Bahudwi Jan. Nitai Gorachan. This is the mood of Gauranitai, pure mercy. Ridya Bandhutama. Nityananda is described as Bandhutama, the best of friends. Dayadra Hideya, that his heart is breaking like Vasudev Dutt, their hearts break when they see the condition, living entities. Well, how can we save them? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these cow killers, they're cow killers. He's asking Haridas Thakur, how can we save them? What should we do to save them? So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's asking for help. So Prabhupada said we have to offer our help. And the best way is to devote our mind, Mana Krishna Nivesha, especially to hearing and chanting. Dhyanatopi san para harshada. This gives pleasure, harshada, to others, this hearing and chanting. Simple meditation, as Prahlad Maharaj says, praying a deva munayo swami muktikama. Swami muktikama means sva, your own liberation. Prahlad Maharaj and his descendants, Vasudev Dutt, the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Parikrit Maharaj, they're interested in sarvabhutanam, suhridam sarvabhutanam. They're mercifully interested in saving the living entities. I don't mind, Ranti Dev says, antastito yena bhavantya dukha. I will stay here amongst them, adukha, till they become all free of dukkha, become adukha. I don't care for my own liberation, for anything. He was fasting for days and days. And then the man with the dogs came, all these entities, the demigods, testing him. So Parikshit, he was testing in his way. His name is Parikshit. It means he's testing. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? This is the Mahabhagavata. Where is Krishna? He sees everything. Like probably everything. Paramahansa. He's able to take anything in this material world. He has no fear of it. I'm not in any way afraid, like Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not in any way afraid of the material world. I am not in any way afraid of Narasingha. He's the greatest lion. But this material world, yes, I don't want to fall into it. But he had no danger, he said. Naivo dvijaye paradurate baitaranya tadvirya gayana mahamrita. Because tadvirya gayana, this powerful chanting, tadvirya gayana mahamrita. Not only Amrita, he says Mahamrita. Great nectar chanting. The great nectar chanting. Mahamrita, Magnachitta. And not only that, Magnachitta fully absorbed, his chitta fully absorbed. But he, Shocheta Tovi Mukachetasa. He is lamenting simultaneously, Shocheta Tovi Muka, those who have turned their face from this nectar. Soche tato vimukachetasa. Krishna bahya vimukachetasa. And what are they doing? Just struggling, wasting their valuable life where they could be enjoying the nectar of Krishna consciousness. They're mayasukaya baramol udvahato vimudhan. Vimudhan. Once I heard on the tape, Prabhupada said, mudha means ass, but vimudha means, of course, literally means particularly an ass. Prabhupada said 1,000 times ass, 1,000 times, because you've given the human body, but you're out working like asses, worse than asses, heavy demons. Maya sukaya, trying to find pleasure in measuring everything. Anumiyate, measuring, oh, wouldn't this for me? Take some here, weigh this, take this. No, this is not the mood of the pure devotee. Completely given themselves toward saving all, every living entity, every particle, every tiny amoeba. We spent gallons of every, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, every member of our mission, Gaudiya mission, has to be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for every living entity. That's multiplied 200 times every living entity, then it comes down to a lot of blood. So if there's any comments...
Okay, Prabhu, give me just 1 second. It takes me a minute to change. Okay, everybody is unmuted on free conferencing.
Jai Prabhuji, Nara here. Lovely right. class. And I'm going to ask 2 questions, if I might. Question number one, you talked about King Parikit being so merciful and even showed his mercy to Kali. But maybe the argument could be raised that, well, he was showing his mercy to Kali, but at the same time, that would put all the rest of the population in some vulnerable state. So maybe almost like a lack of mercy towards the others to whom might experience the the ills of his persona. And the second question I wanted to ask is, you talk a lot about the nectar of hearing our philosophy and what divine purifying sound vibration it is. Why do you think it is that so many senior devotees, when there's an opportunity to hear, aren't interested to hear? They think, well, I've heard that before. Say it's going to be a basic, I'm just giving a very basic class talking about the basics of our philosophy. Well, I've heard that. Why do you think so few really have a taste to hear the philosophy, whether we're hearing the basics or the most exalted aspects of our philosophy, like the relationship between Krishna and the gopis? Because we know that when Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam and King Parikit only had 7 days to live, he didn't just speak about the gopis and the relationships in the spiritual world, but he talked about very, very basic things as well with only 7 days to live. Why do you think it astounds me that so often senior people, they only want to hear the advanced, and they're not, somehow it seems like they've lost a taste to hear the basics, and maybe they don't understand that. I wonder if you can answer those two questions.
First one is about the, that's explained in those later purports, that Parikit Maharaj understood his role as a, you know, that he was not possible to, you know, now that the Kali Yuga was ensuing, you know, he could understand that everyone was going to be. Just see, this whole pastime of the cow, the bull, speaking is predicting that, it says in the verses, I'm not looking at them right now, but that they're saying this is going to happen. There's no way to stop it. So he has to give shelter to the Kali, and the Kali, this is Kali Yuga. They understood this is Kali Yuga. It's described there that Vyasadeva could understand. Sattaharam Pum Sam himself, when he went into the trance, Bhakti Yogena Manasi Sangyat Panito Malay, Pashyad Purusham Purnam, Maya Chatara Parta, that Maya is there taking shelter. And then Anarto Pasamam Shashad Bhakti Yoga Hoksade Lokasya Janato Vidvangs, that, and right in the beginning we heard that in this age of, where is everything gone now? We're Dharma Ganati Bi Saha. Now that Krishna is gone, what do we do? And then it says Kalao Nashti Sham Esha Purnak. So it's understood that this is a Kali age, nothing could be done about it. But not that we don't do anything about it either. The Prabhupada said, when there's a rain, we take the umbrella. So we try to fight Kali, but still, we understand this is the age of Kali.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as him giving shelter, that's his role. That's just right. Why would Vasudev the leper take worms and bugs that had fallen out of his leprous sores and place them back in there? You know, it's just, it's like that. It's inconceivable. I mean, it's, and then as far as people hearing, first, I mean, you posed two things in the second question. One was that people, some people are not interested in hearing at all, and some people say they're only interested in hearing very advanced subject matter. Now, amongst the people who are not interested or less interested, I can't say anything because I'm not that interested. I don't think any of us are that absorbed, or a lot of people are not that absorbed. Some people are more absorbed, some people are less absorbed, but they're absorbed in services. They don't, I mean, without hearing, of course, if one is advanced, he should want to hear. But the point is that I'm trying to make, that Prabhupada says the more one is purified by following the regulations, and the more he's renounced, he's giving up his sinful activity and attachment, the more he'll want to hear. he'll be ready to hear. He can hear. So that we can't say who's absorbed and what they're doing. So they have this. Maya is always ready to grab anybody at any time. Here, see this, do that. This is the whole purpose of hearing it right now while we're having this discussion. As far as people saying they're on a very high platform, they don't hear the standard text, then we can understand this has got to be bogus. But even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing pastimes of Dhruva and Prahlad Maharaj. That's there in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, I mean, ultimately, in a very, very, in the last, you know, pastime, Anjalila, then, of course, he's just hearing this. He's surrounded by Sri Rupa Damodar and Ramananda Roy and Sikhi Mahiti and a few others, and he's hearing very advanced topics. So they're probably thinking that, well, we've heard that, you know, we don't need to hear, you know, and we sometimes that may be true. But that means that they're not also completely understanding, because Prabhupada's mood is that most people are not ready to hear those topics, and they have to be first, understand first things first. You're too attached. You can't artificially hear. Or otherwise, as Bhaktisiddhanta, when he heard about that professor who was teaching Ujjwala Nilamani in Calcutta University, he said he was very upset, and he said, oh, he's a nonsense rascal. And sure enough, within a very short time, it was exposed that he was, I mean, it was really a big scandal. I mean, nowadays it's a scandal, but in those days in Calcutta, this guy was having illicit connection just like that Bishi Kashain. Of course, he was a yogi, so-called, and he was doing, everyone knew he was doing, but this is a professor teaching, and he turned out he was doing that. So this is what happens also. Mm. Just when the devotees came with that Gopi Bhava Association, that club, then they said, well, Prabhupada, it says, Vikriditan Raja Vidu Biri Jamta Vishnu, that shloka there in the Bhagavatam 10th canon, Vikriditan, one has to study the transcendental Leelas, Rasa Leela, Vikriditan Raja Vidu Jamta Vishnu, then to become purified. Prabhupada said, yes, but you're becoming putrefied. Because they weren't on the level. You have to have the adhikar to take these things. Even Bhaktisiddhanta never encouraged even the sannyasis, unless they were reading the whole Bhagavatam, he didn't encourage them. When Bhaktisiddhanta came to an old friend's house in Radhakund, they were discussing Rasa Leela, he came out of the house, and his friend was a big doctor. He came out and said, whoa, where are we going, Maharaj? You know, we were discussing the Rasa Leela. He said, no, but I'm not qualified to hear this.
Wow.
Now, somebody foolishly could think he's not qualified. So, but we don't think so. If that's the case.
Well, thank you.
Some rascals even thought they were more advanced than Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. That Vasudev, the jackal, Prabhupada calls him, Ananta Vasudev, and some of the other so-called right-hand men of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, after that, they tried to go destroy his mission, thinking they were more advanced. Or else, what were they thinking? They fall, and they weren't more advanced at all. You could see what happened to them ultimately. That Ananta Vasudev, he fell down the most deplorable way. So he wasn't. He was criticizing, oh, this type of preaching is not necessary. This is just this hacking. This Prabhupada called it. Holding the chopper in one hand. This type of prachar preaching. Holding that chopper. You take this Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada was apologizing to his godbrothers in the last few weeks by saying, yes, I have taken this. So you please excuse me. He was taking the chopper. This type of chopping. And Prabhupada says that those fell down, his disciples, for criticizing. They fell down in a big time way, too. Because they're most merciful, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada. So.
I have a question, Pushkar Prabhu.
Yeah.
We were listening over the last few days, both with Mother Urmila's classes and also Hridayananda Maharaj when he gave the seminar on the weekend. He said something. Pretty witty, said that Krishna won't give us enough rope to hang ourselves. In other words, if we're not qualified, we don't have the Adhikar right now, then we're not going to get world power, etc.
He said he won't give us enough, or he will give us enough?
He will not.
He won't even give us enough.
So
I have to download that and listen to it. I heard some of her stuff about giving the class last week. I think I downloaded it, but his I have yet to, because I was we had Hari Nam Saturday, actually, big Hari Nam of the football game. Quite nice.
Well, very nicely, Mother Erla was saying that we that in order to have purified leaders, well, even what to speak of world leaders, just to have our own children, if we don't see a lot of them, you know, becoming interested seriously in Krishna consciousness, it's perhaps because we have not trained them. So with this speak of a leader, he has to be trained in Krishna consciousness. So we're just reading here about Maharaj Parikshit, these exalted qualities they have. Of course, these are legendary. That's why in the Bhagavatam, but it gives us some sort of an idea of what a great personality, what the qualities he has to possess in order to be able to lead the citizens. So my question is, in order to train our members, you know, like the newer generation, and then hopefully one day to start training purified leaders, is the training, does that mean we take what's here in the Bhagavatam, these qualities that are being described, and we imbibe those the candidates and tell them this is how you act? Or is there more to it than that?
It sounds simple the way you said it, but actually, yeah, that's basically the idea. I mean, Prabhupada wanted most of us to emulate the six Goswamis, just like I was in his room in 74, and he was reciting this whole Sud Goswami Astakam, and those days, most of us didn't know it all, but we could chime in with the last line, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go. It was after the festival had cleared out or something. Somehow I was lingering there. And most people had gone home, but there was about 15, 20 of us in Prabhupada's quarters. They were the only thing finished. There was no Krishna Balaramandir. It was just still bamboo, you know, thing, you know, a scaffolding around and bricks. And there was no guest house, nothing there, but just Prabhupada's room and finished and quarters. Even that was not totally finished. But so then he started chanting that. And then he gave his little talk that he wanted the leaders, especially in Vrindavan, to become like these six Goswamis. At different times, he would say there are no one. There's no one like the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, at least not visible. Probably would give some, you know, leeway. Yet might be somebody, but not visible. So, but he was exhorting the leaders to become like that. So, as far as Kshatriya leaders, that came maybe a little later. He was trying to get, but I don't think he held out we need leaders. But what we see in Prabhupada is that he was a combo, you know, that he was Naham Vipro Nachanarapati or Napi Vaishana Shudro. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am Naham Vipro, I'm not a Vipra, I'm not a Brahmin, a Sudra or a Vaisha or a Kshatriya, any of those things. Gopi Bhartu Padakamala. So if one becomes that state, he can take any role. I mean, it'd be difficult to pick up a sword nowadays. You know, they could just blow you away any second. You know, you could ride down the street with your chariot. What probably describes how beautiful when Maharaj Parikshit or any of these great Kshatriyas were riding with their white horses, and how artistic it was, and wonderful with gold chariots and jewels. And, you know, of course, when they would fight, then they'd rip off all the valuables, all the booty. So, but you know, I doubt if we could do that. We kind of like have to come in like a needle. If we're going to do anything, it has to be very intelligently thought out. Everything has to be desha kalarta according to time and place. I don't know if we can, it might be say hook or crook, someone would become the leader like that. But if we at least work on the brahminical qualities, then other things will follow. Things go from the subtle or the spiritual into the more gross. Whereas the karmis, they're saying that the, you know, life comes from matter. We're saying that the matter comes from life. So they have the opposite idea. So, and every time, viparitani, they're always trying to present tamasa. They're the mode of ignorance vision that, you know, they're seeing everything the opposite of really how it is. So this is intelligence and the mode of ignorance. All these things in the 18th chapter are given. Like what? The beginning for them is like nectar and the end is like poison.
Pushkar?
Yeah.
I was thinking that also there's a charming aspect that people emulate something that they're attracted to. So as the leaders develop these qualities that they're being talked about here, you become attracted and a type of charm takes place that you want to act a certain way. It's because your desire has to be there. And as the desire leads, then all these good qualities come out automatically as they think of Krishna and actually get charmed by Krishna. Some transformation takes place.
Yeah, something like that. I'll second that. Anything else?
Well, thank you, Pushkar Prabhu, very much.
All right. I don't know what you're thanking me for, but I guess I tried to say something.
I'm thanking you for your association and speaking.
Okay.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Hey, Pushkar. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that verse you quoted, that 7:5:30, Ananta Gopier, because it says even if you have good instructions, you can't follow them. Even if on your own you can't follow them, if it's the laws you can't follow them. So it didn't seem like from that verse that how can one become Krishna conscious if they have that, what's that vow they took, Griha Vrat.
Grahavratam, oh man.
Yeah, so yeah. There has to be something besides the rules and besides laws that gets people to give up that Griha Vrat. What would that be?
Well, we saw the Harinam on Saturday, and people, you know, they were jumping around with abandonment, and just not knowing even what was going on, but they could see that we were happy doing it, so maybe they should do that. That looks like a cool thing to do. So a lot of people have forgotten about that. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalavanas, Devanas, Deva. I mean, you know. We're barely doing it once a week, but this is the Hare Krishna movement, and there's a reason that Prabhupada propagated that.
Thank you.
Because Eva Kevalam, other things don't work. Naiva, Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva. Not that, not that, not that. Karma doesn't work. Yoga doesn't work. Jnana doesn't work. That eliminates a lot of things right there. Pretty much everything.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu, for your association. And
all right. Thanks a lot. Haribo.
All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Nice.
Hi, Krishna.
How are you?
Hi, Krishna.